Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, Monday night, New York. Mad or glad Monday, Inner Sight, welcome. And in terms of mad or glad, you know, thinking back, I've been pondering over things, as we all do in our lives. And thinking back to the 1980s, when my guide dog that I got from Guiding Eyes for the Blind got old, and I had to put her down. She couldn't walk anymore, among other things. And I'd lost my job. And to try to keep myself going, I had become a street musician. Wrote some music, wrote a couple of songs. The Louis Braille Foundation at the time recorded them for me. And I had a couple of demos. And the agencies that were supposed to help me replace my guide dog looked down on me and refused to service me. There was at least two, maybe three of them, maybe four of them that I can remember. And it was a horrible, horrible time. And they even went so far as to create a meeting with the then a lawyer for the Commission for the Blind, this stupid-ass John Garrity, who was himself, he was blind, this guy, you know. And we went into his office. I was with Lieutenant Governor Cuomo's assistant, who was trying to get me a dog, you know, trying to be diplomatic and all that. So we go into this guy's office. And he is so obstinate and so belligerent toward me, you know. And he's, you know, he's yelling at me. He's blind, you know, so he's standing up and he kind of puts his hands gently on me as if to say, you know, we don't like what you're doing. We can't be a part of this. And then he starts in with this bullcrap. I have pictures of you singing on the subway. You know, he says I have all evidence. I have all kinds of pictures. I said, well, when's the trial? When's the hearing? You know, and I called his bluff. I said, why don't you use those pictures? You're telling me you have pictures. Why don't you do something with him? And he's hemming and hawing, and he's, you know, this and that and the other thing. And, you know, the guy turned out to be a jackass phony. I mean, he was blind. He was a lawyer. And here he is trying to interfering with my safety, another blind person's safety. And when I was with Frank Peturo at the time, who was Mario Cuomo's assistant, and he's trying to appease this guy, and you know, and I told him, I said, I told you this was going to happen. I don't need these people. I don't need this guy. This guy's not going to help me. So I said to him, I said, don't you feel strongly enough about your position that you want to use those pictures to prove that you're right and that I'm wrong? Well, he shut the hell up, and on that note we left, and they didn't do a damn thing. What the hell's the point of telling somebody that you don't believe in what they're doing and saying you have evidence to prove it, and then doing nothing about it? You see, they don't even believe in their own damn way, these people. Anyway, long story short, Cuomo, Mario, got his friends together. We hired a private trainer, found a stray dog. We did it in the spirit of how the Seeing Eye started, and I got my guide dog at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it shows you, you know, and it's a definite mad. It shows you that these people that run this system don't even believe in their own ways.
I could tell you a lot. They don't.
You know, the stupidity. What was the point of him telling me that he had pictures of me singing on the subway? Was I supposed to be afraid of that? I didn't deny that.
No.
I put it in the New York Post.
Yeah, you said you were a musician.
So what the hell was the point of him throwing up those pictures? If he did have pictures, maybe he didn't even have pictures. Who the hell knows? Nobody ever saw
the pictures.
Probably
the people who told him and reported it to him, you know, had pictures and he could get them easily. But still, does it matter? Does it matter?
Who the hell knows?
Does it matter?
But they didn't even have the guts.
Right.
They didn't even have the guts to back up their own belief.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, world, you need a law to protect people who are denied the safety of a guide dog. Right there. You know, and
right.
Futuro, Cuomo's Mario Cuomo's lieutenant at the time, he wanted to pass a law.
Yeah.
And they stopped him. They stopped him short. They wouldn't let him do it.
You know why? Everybody gets campaign donations from the bees, the bastards.
Who the hell knows? Yeah.
They do.
Multiple reasons.
Oh, hell yeah, they do. Multiple organizations get it.
Mm-hmm.
To the point I'm thinking of calling Karen, you know, head of whatever, I forgot she was the organization, charities. I want to see what our charity is under and how it's
calling
listed.
Calling who? Wait, who are you going to call?
The head of charities. I want to see what it's listed under. Like, it's listed definitely under a charity. So I can't see why we can't benefit from some of the, you know, charities that are listed under Amazon or listed under some of the things under, you know, other things, even the banks and all of that, to get some of these, you know, help.
Well, they have their rules. They want you to be
501c3. No, not always. I just looked up a couple of charities today, have the screen still open, and I'm going to call tomorrow and see what goes on. Gives me a little something to do, even though I feel like poop.
Well,
I really
use,
do. I'm overtired.
If you can find one that doesn't have that requirement,
yeah.
Why not? You
yeah.
Know.
Yep. That's what I want to do.
You can say
that
you know, a good response for that is we're very unconventional. And all the agencies, that are 501c3 haven't done a damn thing about these problems.
Well, I don't mind being 501c3 and just collecting
There's
money.
There's a response to that.
Here's the thing. We have a lot of people, Frank, that are in really destitute shape. You know, and they really need money just to just get them on the feet, to get them rolling, to start looking for a house or a what it call everything that they need.
We don't even
know if
the government would give us a 501c3. Won't you tell them you want
to
get rid of the nursing homes and you want a law passed?
Do you know there's so many people who are in agreement with me? Whenever I start talking about it, all of a sudden the whole conversation goes completely shut down. I said, why are you guys defending the nursing homes? These are the people who have their parents and their children and everybody in the nursing homes. You think they're going to do anything about you? Nothing. Nothing's going to be done. I went through it all with the nursing homes, including myself being in there. They did. Do you see me still standing here in front of you? That's what I say to them. Because I'm standing in front of you. They didn't do anything to me, you know, for saying something. Then I get them to warm up because I said, listen, you see this? I'm human. I'm flesh. I was in a nursing home four times, and all those four times.
A lot of people don't learn until something dramatic happens.
I know.
You know, and by that I mean if inner sight would be donated 10 or 15,
right.
$20 million, you know, and we started doing it, then you'd see a big difference.
Oh yeah, you would. You certainly would.
See a big difference.
You'd certainly see shaming. I'd rather see the shaming on there about them entirely, but I'm gonna leave it open for everybody to perfectly vote for whoever they want. Okay, this is for the all, not for the sum. Because you know what? People think that, oh, once you get up there, you're going to bash the guidebook schools. No, we're not. No, we're not. In fact, we're going to help them. And I don't understand why people wouldn't want that help.
Wait a minute. You know? Once you what? Say that again?
Once we get up there, we're going to help them license and all of that. People think that once you get up there, you're going to take down the guidebook school. People have asked me that. Once you get up there, you're going to
why would you want
bash
to do
the
that?
Guidebook school. That's what I said.
You want to take
and
down
then
the
we started,
school?
Why should
that's
we?
It's not the purpose.
They are helping. Exactly. That's what I said. Yep. Exactly.
No, if they
what
believe
I said,
that, they don't understand what we're trying to do.
Exactly. That's what I told them also. And then they usually talk me, because I can't speak fast after my stroke, so they usually talk over me, or, you know, I can't stop them from going on with what they're saying, so I listen to them. Until then I say, okay, listen, I understand that you have an opinion about it, and I have an opinion about it, but we've done a lot of research on this, and we have people who are really have experienced it more than once. Or even just the regular nursing home issue. We have people dying in the nursing home waiting for, you know, their death to come. These are the issues that call into our, you know, podcast. And even now it's come to the point that people are, I don't know if this is true or not, so I can't say it yet. But, you know, I won't doubt it that some of the medicine that I've been taking is too excessive at this point. So I need to definitely look into that.
The side effects.
Yes, that's right. And excessive,
up on
too.
You.
Yeah, both. Both. Even doctors have cautioned it. Then why? Even other doctors have cautioned it, okay? And I'm like, why aren't you doing anything about it?
You ought to get rid of it.
That's what I said.
Not
cautioned. And then they said to me, we can't touch another doctor's medicine. You hear that? Meanwhile, your client that you've just acquired doesn't matter, even if they're killing the person. It's,
well, all
it's
this
really
stuff
crazy.
Is designed to make people worse.
Obviously. But I can't see
that's
if you're
what it's
a doctor,
all about.
If they're a doctor, they can't, what do you call it, change the medicine. I know what it's for. I can't step on the other person's foot. They don't
the
step
The doctor
on
comes
mine, so
before the
that.
Patient.
That's right.
There's a mad.
There's a very mad.
The doctor is more important than the patient. That's what that means.
That's exactly the money. The money is more important than the patient.
Yeah.
That's what that means. Who gets the money is more important than the patient.
Sure. Of course it is.
I went through a lot of interesting
the whole damn profession is bogus that way.
I took a look at inside the hospital because I was in a very confining part of the hospitals, like when the hospital was first built, this was one of the levels that was first there. And let me tell you, these rooms should have never been made two people in them. Should have only been one because they're so small. And they, both of us were in bed. We had to stay in bed because, believe me, it was so tight that if we got out of bed, we probably would have fallen getting out of bed. That's how tight it was. And, of course, for both of us, they had all the equipment on us, so we couldn't get out of bed. So they had a bed alarm for me. Oh, I was enjoying myself with the bed alarm. Sorry. But that's the only way I could get out of bed and annoy them. They weren't coming to help me. They come and help me. You know? That's how they came. What are you doing out of bed?
Hospitals are not designed
no, they
for people to get help people. They're designed for the people who work there.
That's right. They used to come when
that's
I got out of
priority.
Bed. You know why? You know why they came out of bed? I don't want to be, excuse me, in my excretion, all my I don't want to lie down in my feces or my urine, and they're giving me all this medicine to take out everything out of my body, which is not good all around. You can't make a person dry, but you can't make a person, you know, wet. It's not, both aren't good. You have to have a balance. That's what I think alternative gives, a balance. That's the difference between alternative and this stuff. They give a balance. That's what I've come to the realization.
Part of it. There's a lot more to it.
Part of it, yes. An energy balance and a lot of stuff. You know? A lot of energy.
The bottom line is create within the body the atmosphere where the body can cure itself.
That's right.
That's the bottom line. That's what needs to be done. That's what these people are missing.
That's right.
They believe it's natural to die.
No, it isn't. See? How come, wasn't it Methuselah who lived so long?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it, 900 years? I don't remember.
That's the problem. All the stuff that they're creating and making in laboratories does not help the body to cure itself.
No.
It tears you down.
True. Of course it does. I could feel it tearing me down.
It's like that guy we heard on Gary Nolan. One of the things he said, and as soon as the vaccine goes into your bloodstream, the body is looking to get rid of it.
That's true.
There's
the answer. Still foreign. It's still foreign no matter what.
Yeah.
You know what sold
That's
me?
That's a mad...
You know what sold me? When I first got into the ER, this is the first time I got in there not unconscious, which is good. I tell you something, that was a good thing, because every time lately I've been going into the ER waiting so long for a doctor to reply to me, this time I went early, right? And I got there before everybody else got there, but I wasn't seen until everybody else was seen, which is kind of weird, the way the stupid triage system works. It works like a army camp. The triage system. So if you're feeling so-so, you shouldn't even be there. I shouldn't have even been there, but because I have breathing difficulty to begin with, they wanted me to get checked. I could have easily in the morning walked to an urgent care center with my husband or let him drop me off, and I could have gotten a chest x-ray, but that's neither here nor there. Okay, what made me so angry is this one phrase, you are under observation. Okay. I got to explain what this means to people. Under observation means that you could be in there with your nursing assistant. You could be in there with a family member. You could be in that particular location. Mostly that really got me super angry was with the person who takes care of you, period.
In where?
Within the hospital and the emergency room, both areas. Wherever the emergency room leaks into, meaning if it goes into the floors and they have beds, you're allowed to have your aide with you. Yeah. How do you like that?
What's that got to do with being under observation? Oh, you mean you haven't been admitted
That's
to the hospital?
That's the word. Right. The word is that you have to use to make sure a 72-hour hold under observation that you're allowed to be there with your aides. Why can't they do that on a normal basis and make it something better than that, that you're allowed to be there and your insurance will cover it and everything will be covered? Why can't they make it better and say, listen,
they don't want to make it better.
Well, they'll still get money.
They don't want to make it better. They want to keep it so that they get the benefits and the money.
They still are getting the benefits and the money double time now. They get it for being in the ER, and they get it upstairs for bringing you up to a room. So it's double time.
No, if they make it so you can have the aid when you're admitted, then they got to spend the money. The Medicare.
No,
Medicare,
because the money's
whatever.
Still in the kitty for the home care. It won't go that way. I'm thinking out loud. So, no. Remember what?
Yeah,
Brian,
but if you're
said,
under observation, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, they'll pay for it.
No,
for those 72 hours.
Yeah, that too.
But after
that's
when they got to spend probably the bulk of the money, because people are going to be admitted for what, a week, 2 weeks, or whatever it is, most people?
No, week, 2 weeks. Nobody's ever admitted, unless they're very serious, for a week, 2 weeks. Nobody. Unless they're very serious. And they reevaluate.
Yeah, that's what I
mean.
A lot of people go in there and they have to stay there. So that's where
they
can't have the aid, and
Chris
and that's where they,
Chris is,
where they
what do you call?
Save the money.
Chris,
that's why the money should be, the money should be under the supervision of the person who needs
it. That's right. By the way, Frank, Chris's cousin passed away yesterday.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, it's so sad.
No, I was sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I'm getting a lot of stress on me.
To the family and to Chris.
And then, yeah. It's really sad because she has a little girl. I think she has a little boy. I mean, mostly the girl is take. I don't know if she has a little boy. Just a girl, and that she's with her all the time. They were always, like, buddy-buddy. It's just so sad. Now the little girl, you know, she's old enough to understand real well, you know? And it's very hard to explain. Your mother didn't come back, you know? She's not coming back right now anymore, you know? It's hard. I went through that as a kid. I could relate, you know?
All right,
really
Inner Sight, Mad and Glad Monday, brought to you by the Big East, AkitaRescue.org, 609-388-7004, Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, South Jersey. And we thank her for all her help. Kennedy Realty. Kennedy, Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info.
Ow.
Anthony Kennedy Realty. And 631-888-1186. You want to dial them up.
Yeah.
Mr. Kennedy Realty. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, Avante, Corey Foster, Holly Campbell, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, mindful of the two youngsters that Chris's cousin left behind.
Yeah.
You know. By the way, anything Inner Sight could do, you know, you feel free, let us
I'll
know.
I'll let you know. It's really sad.
Beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the saying, and we urge you to put that into practice. All right, I want to thank Suffolk.
One second.
Suffolk Bus Corp. What?
I know you knew of an organization that collected for men and women about for alternative care for cancer. Was that Dr. Liu?
I don't know. He has a. You go to his website.
Yeah, no.
He has an organization.
I'll ask people to donate there.
Preventative. He has a preventative.
Okay.
Care organization. All right.
Okay. That'd be good.
All right. Inner Sight, we thank Suffolk Bus Corp. I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Any information you want on advocacy or social services or legislation, anything like that, give them a call, 631-880-7929. This is Inner Sight, Matter Glad, Monday night. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight regular number, 24-7-631-224-3090. All right. We have, by way of an announcement, we have a friend of ours who's a dog we certified, an emotional support dog, who is having to move, and she's looking for a possible room in a rooming house situation.
Oh, okay.
So anyone out there who has anything would like to get more information on that, dial us up at 631-224-3090, and we'll give you the info and tell you more about her.
Mm-hmm.
All right? She has a beautiful service dog. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. And, I tell you, I listen to the news on the NBC, and they talk a lot about the Russian buildup and the Ukraine and all that, all the troops and all that. I want to make an appeal. I try to call the Reuters press, by the way, and their line is constantly busy. So
yeah, it is.
I want to make an appeal. Our program does reach into Russia. I don't know how many listeners we have, but it goes to Russia.
It does.
So I want to appeal to the Russian government to seek out a diplomatic solution.
Yeah.
Follow your ambassadors. I heard on the news that the Russian ambassador today reached out to the Kremlin, strongly suggesting that they seek a diplomatic solution from the West. And of course, that would be President Biden and all that. And avoid any conflict, But I want to appeal in a different way. And maybe it'll fall on deaf ears, I don't know. Or maybe it'll fall on hearing ears. Do it to avoid creating more disabled people, because I'm thinking on both sides, the Ukrainians and the Russians, will have an influx of disabled people due to the conflict. And if you want to really become a hero, a Russian government, and really do something different and creative, go the diplomatic way and avoid the killing and the wounding and the creating of disabled people, because we don't need more disabled people who are not equal. So we appeal to the Russian government for whatever it's worth. And I want to commend, I heard on the news, France, England, some of the other countries who are trying to convince the Russians to go diplomatic. So that's an inner sight. That would be an inner sight glad.
Yeah.
If that happens.
Yeah.
All right. Mad or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. You want to call in and talk about your mad, your glad, whatever it may be. We're right here. Any callers on the line?
I took a quick look when you were saying all your piece, but I didn't see anybody. I only saw, what's his name, Anthony, but I'm going to take another look. Okay, hang on.
Yeah, Anthony's one of our regulars.
Yeah, I know. Hang on, Anthony. Let me just take a quick look.
On the Mad or Glad.
Yeah, he is.
Monday. Inner Sight.
Okay.
8:29.
Yes, he wants to speak. He'd like to
New
speak.
York.
He'd like
All right, let's bring
speak.
Anthony in.
Yep, hold on.
Always good to hear from Anthony.
Always. Hello, darling.
Hello.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm better. A little.
I'm so glad you're out of the hospital. I didn't know what happened to you, and I was so worried, and, I called Frank and everything.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
But
it
I'm
really
glad
helps
you're okay.
To hear that.
Yeah, and I know you'll be on this week for Folly Night and everything. I mean, and you'll be able to, run the phones. I mean, we all felt so lonely and empty without you.
Aww,
but
thank you.
Suzanne, we've been doing this show for a long time, and I haven't lost a faith, but I'm disgusted with the nursing homes, and I feel like it's never going to end because they have more money than we do, so they're more powerful than we are. And, you know, we're lower on the totem pole because of that, because we're disabled, and because, you know, we're in a position where we need help. And I have always felt that because of that, people choose where we get help, how much help we get, how many days we get help, you know, what time we eat dinner, because our lives are controlled, you know, by a schedule that you have to eat by 4 o'clock for your aide to, you know, have time to get you something to eat and, you know, get you settled in for the night, and how, you know, you have to surround your life around it. You can't go out past this time or that time. I know a lady who lives in a facility, and, you know, there's a problem there because she, her facility doesn't have enough staff, so they want to transfer her out. But they're hiring through other agencies because of it, but they can't maintain the staff because they say that, you know, people are looking in other nursing homes to work because they don't pay enough. So people come in and out, no matter what you do. And there's no activity director. So basically all she does is lay in the bed and listen to TV. And
how much can you,
you
listen
know,
to the same damn TV? Excuse me, but that's the truth. I don't listen to TV. I don't watch TV that much. But when I'm in a nursing home or a hospital, what is there? What is it? TV?
That's what I say, too. How much music can you listen to? I mean, after you listen to the same old song so much per day, you would get tired of it. How much news can you watch? It's the same stuff over and over and over again.
I do it on my you know, iPod, but I'll tell you, it's expensive. The data program is 10 times more expensive than maybe even more than, you know, the talk program. They should make it equal or even less because they know people are going on data a lot, but they don't seem to care about that.
Exactly.
Excuse me. How old is this woman?
She's in her 70s, but, you know, she can, I mean, she had her illnesses in the past, but her health is stable and she can, you know, get around pretty much. You know, she's not really that bad off, but she chose to go into a facility because she lived in California and she felt that they weren't giving her enough hours. They only wanted to give her 3 hours a day.
Wow.
And, you know, she didn't want to live with anyone because she wanted 24-hour care because, you know, she felt supported that way. And, you know, she felt so lonely not being in a facility because she wanted the companionship and the activities and things like that and the stimulation, you know, emotional and, you know, mental stimulation of you know, always having something going on, and I guess just the fear of.
But she's not happy in that.
No, she's not. No matter what you do, because there's always some problem. You know, one of the staff gets mad because she complains that, you know, they didn't make her bed, and then they say, oh, well, we don't want you here anymore because, you know, she'll complain that somebody stole her sodas or somebody stole her water. Or then they'll say, we'll lock up the room and put a, you know, camera. We'll put a camera. We'll focus in on the camera in on it and see who's, you know, stealing the stuff from your room. And, you know, she doesn't want to have to pay rent because she says it's too expensive in California. But even when people gave her, you know, a house to live in, her pastor gave her a house that she could stay in and an apartment. She said the apartment was in bad condition and the house she couldn't bear to live alone. And, you know, she just feels
that's
more comfortable.
That's all it is right there. She
couldn't
bear to live alone. She didn't get her to call us, Anthony.
Yeah.
I don't know if she would do that because, to me, like, she's emotionally frail when it comes
to
stuff like this. Yeah.
We can always try.
You know, and that's the problem. I always tell her, why don't you, you know, go back home, get a home health aide. You've had offers, you know, of people that would take care of you through CDPAP. You lived in your pastor's house. You know, he would have given you very cheap rent. You would have been able to afford it. You would have been so comfortable. You would have been able to go out. And, you know, you would have been able
done
to do this
want,
and
yeah.
do that. And then she says, oh, well, I can go
they
out.
They also have something that may help her. It's called adult daycare. They actually
wait a minute, you interrupted, Anthony. What was your thought? She can go out what?
She can go out on the porch, and, you know, sometimes they have activities there and music you can listen to. I said you can turn on the radio and listen to music. You can go outside and bring your radio or Walkman or something, but she doesn't, you know, believe in that. She believes in...
Is she an animal lover?
I'm not sure about that one.
Well,
you know,
it'd be interesting to find out. Maybe a dog would help her.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I mean, I don't know. She has this thing of somebody being there, like, you know, this, like, hospital type of environment where, you know, I guess a lot of people would come to your rescue if you needed help. It's like a thing of fear, you know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
I understand it. But I don't understand it, you know what I mean? But I understand her thought.
Coming from.
Yeah. And, you know, you're right, Suzanne. There is, you know, adult daycare, but it's only like 6 hours a day, and they give you breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
But that give her emotional support that she needs.
Yeah, but it's not enough. She, you know, she wants like the company of a family, but she doesn't want to feel like a burden to somebody, you know, if they want to go out and she's there. And I don't know.
She's just making a lot of excuses for a lot of things. She has to decide on something that she, maybe the best thing would be is a holistic psychologist. This way she's not put on the crazy medicines, but yet she can, you know, talk to somebody at least.
Yeah, I don't.
What she likes, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't wrap my head around it. But I mean, I don't know. I get the feeling that you guys kind of sound discouraged tonight too. You know, I mean, I don't know, and I just kind of feel that way too. I haven't given up, but
No, I haven't given up on her. She, maybe I don't know. Maybe have her call, like Frank said. And then we'll see how she sounds, and maybe we can help her out. That's not a bad plan either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that she's in California, so when our show is on, you know, it's 4 hours back there, and I don't know if the time schedule would, you know, work well, but I'll try to work out.
We've had callers from California before.
We've had callers, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if she can call the long-distance number on her cell phone. That's the thing.
Most of them are pretty good with that. I know it's not a 1-800 number, but most plans have, you know, that.
It's just a regular call.
She has, you know, very limited money, and then she gets a house phone, and they tell her you can't have this company here, you can't have that company here, you have to take the, you know, you have to have a cell phone, and you know, the battery
know
dies, and she can't make any calls, and I don't know. It's a sad thing, and to me, it's sad. You know what a lot of disabled people settle for and accept, and you know, seem to convince themselves that, you know, they're happy to live that way. But you know, who am I to judge? And you know, if that's what you want, I mean, I guess you have the right, it's your life, and, you know, to each his own, and, you know, we all, you know, have God-given rights in the end to do what we want, and, you know, if it's your choice to live in a facility, then, you know, that's what, you know, you have the right to do, as it's your God-given right, but it would never be what I would want or have ever wanted, would accept happily, you know, and you know, I would go if I had to and had no choice if I was forced, you know, like a lot of disabled people are against their will.
Like my mom.
And,
you know?
Yeah.
She couldn't help
you know,
it.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, the insurance companies get their way because, you know,
they want the money.
Disabled people, you know, sometimes work against themselves, I believe, because they lobby for things to stay the same because they're afraid of change and, you know, what it might cause, you know, for them because they, you know, are, you know, kind of, you know, used to things being a certain way and they
want
to
be part of it. Well, you see, the problem, let me explain something to the world here. The problem here is the money is there to help a person like that. Now, the thing is to try to find out what would make you comfortable in your own home. You know, what do you need? What do you feel you need to make you comfortable? And set it up, you know, and see if it works. See,
right.
That's the thing. That's the thing that the system isn't doing. They don't
right.
take that approach.
No,
they don't take
care.
That damn ass approach, even though the money is there for that approach.
Yeah.
They're not taking it. So a woman like that, who knows? Maybe it's an emotional support dog. Maybe it's a certain type of companion person, you know?
Yeah, but Frank,
they're not they can't help people like that because they're not taking that proper approach to say that to her. What would make you comfortable in your own home so you wouldn't have to be here?
Yeah, but Frank, the government is not trying to make us comfortable. They're just trying to keep
of
our mouths shut.
Not.
You know,
of
throw
course.
You a bone, and you know, you'll just accept what you have because we won't give you any more, and just keep
that's
your mouth
why
shut.
That's why
Inner Sight
is out here saying these things. You know, maybe somebody will wake up.
Frank, I've been making, you know, potent cups of coffee for years for people to drink over this, and I don't know. People have just seemed to fall in love with the nursing homes. I mean, I don't know. You know, these unions and everything. I mean, they're bigger than us. They have so much money. They have all these lawyers. We don't have that. We're just, you know, the little. I don't know what to call us. But
I don't think people are in love with the nursing home. I think they want the easy way out.
That's the
yeah, and I think
that's
their families. You know, I think their families want a Valentine's Day gift or Christmas gift. You know, to put them in a nursing home to get you know rid of them and not have to deal with them in the house because they don't want the aid. And that's all it really
they don't
is
want any
too.
Of that. It gets worse. They don't want any of that. Once it gets further along, they don't want the aid. They don't want a Hoyolift. They don't want this, that. And they get irritable about the whole thing and everything.
Yeah, it takes up too much room. just have the guts to admit it, families. You just don't want them there. That's all there is to it.
That's what it is.
You know what I mean? And
but some people are in between two members. And I'm going to explain this very quickly. Some people are in the middle. They have a mother, and some people have their other family members who are also saying it, but some have a mother or a father who doesn't want it, or even siblings who don't want it. And even the siblings can pull a hard, you know, one on you as well. So don't think that, I'm okay with my brother or my sister. No, they could do it as well. But it's a very hard decision that you as a person, do I go with what they say? Do I go with what I say? Is it what's right? What isn't right? Yeah,
right.
You have to really be focusing on you're feeling.
But it seems as though because you need help, everybody can make that choice for you.
Exactly.
And you cannot make that choice yourself. They just, you know, pack up your stuff and, you know, get you dressed and take you in an ambulance and roll you in the nursing home and close the doors and that's that. You know what I mean? And,
that's right.
Let's give
people the other side of that coin.
Yeah.
Right? We got a tweet from one person who's keeping her friend out of the nursing home. There are no statistics on that kind of situation, so we estimate. All right. thousands, maybe millions of people are doing that in this country.
Right.
And we've made this appeal before. Why doesn't the federal government survey and find out how many people there are and take some of that money and help those people?
Exactly.
You don't want to help those people? Donate the money to Inner Sight and we'll do it.
Help them. Right.
There's another side of the coin here that people are missing.
That's right.
There are people who are keeping people out of nursing homes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Inner Sight.
But we're cleaned out, Frank, because we can barely afford to operate. And the nursing homes are just, piling up the money. Here comes the money, and they'll have a bank.
No, there'll be a time where we'll succeed. Right now, I'm just too sick to even get up out of bed. Sorry. I have my breathing's off with this, and I have congestive heart failure, possibly. So I got to really, concentrate on certain things and get myself a little healthier, then I could help everybody else.
I'll tell you what it is, Suzanne. It reminds me of the song by Roberta Flack, "That's No Way to Say Goodbye." You spend your life with your family for years and years and years, but when he or she becomes disabled, then, you just throw them to the dogs and, life is over and it's time for her to go to the nursing home and God knows what manner and, Birdbath Manor.
Oh, don't worry.
You'll
have everything. I'm going to make the biggest stink about that if they put me there. The biggest. Frank's going to be woken up.
I know you will, but the fact that you might even have to spend one night there bothers me because once they have you in, there's the process of getting you out, and they go a one, a two, a three, a four, and it's like the count on Sesame Street, and they just keep billing the insurance, night by night like a hotel, and then you'll somebody will go get you Italian sausage maybe from the restaurant downstairs, but other than that, you get neglected.
I won't
maybe
get nothing. I'm on such a strict diet now, so forget about it.
Sausage
for me.
maybe somebody like Marlene will come and bring you some music to listen to, and
I don't even know.
Anthony, anything else? We're going to move on.
No, thank you, Frank. That's about it.
Thank you for giving me some happiness tonight.
You're welcome. All right,
Inner Sight.
You're welcome.
Bye.
And
bye-bye.
Tomorrow night is open mic, 8 to 9. Wednesday is the nursing home show. Get rid of turn them into accessible housing. Nursing homes kill people. Thursday night, our program, World Leaders and Politicians Create Disabled People.
Yeah, they do.
Is that how we titled it?
Yeah, something to that effect, yeah.
You don't have it handy?
Let's open the other document.
All right. All right, we'll correct that if it's wrong. Friday night's the funnies. So be with us. End of the week to get some crazy laughter, all right? This is Mad or Glad Monday tonight. And by the way, the number here, 213-816-1650 and 849 New York on Inner Sight around the world. And we are determined, as sure as this show reaches over 100,000 people, we're determined to get a foothold on this system and turn it around. We'll take one of our three or four goals. Whatever ship comes in first,
we're
going to grab it and run with it.
Run with it big time.
Pass a law. Protect people denied service dogs. nursing homes into accessible housing, enforcement, the ADA. And those are the three main goals of InterSight.
You said
write up
it correctly,
a new,
though I can't
want to write up a new brochure.
Though.
What?
I can't find it right at this moment, but you said it correctly.
It doesn't matter. So, anyone out there who wants to be an entrepreneur in a different way, in changing the way this system operates, you know, contact us. Let us know. We'd be happy to sit down and talk with you and whatever arrangements you want to make. You know, you want to set up a foundation, you want to put the money into an account in honor of someone or whatever way you want to do it. As long as it's the InterSight way.
That's right.
We'll work with you. You know. See, we're highly flexible. Now, the other agencies are not like that. With them you gotta do it their way.
That's right.
You know, oh, just give us the money and this is what we do. One stupid thing, you know, this is what we do.
Right.
And that's why the system is the way it is.
Well, let me say something.
It's what they don't do. It's what they don't do.
Yeah.
That counts.
Here's the weird part. If they do more, wouldn't you be scared, though? I would be. Meaning, if they started to do more and they're getting more money for it but not doing it, that would scare me to no end. Because they're getting money.
No, if they did it in the right way, I wouldn't be scared.
Well, no.
To be scared.
They're
I'm not scared of these damn agencies.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. If they're not using it in the right way, it'll just be more control over us. That bothers me.
Yeah, well, that's why when these politicians allocate more money to these agencies, it doesn't do anything for us.
No, it doesn't.
It just serves
really
the system.
Doesn't. Sure does.
It doesn't do a damn thing for
sure
us.
Does.
If it did, you wouldn't have these friggin' nursing homes still down your throat.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
See?
Oh,
and people would have rights.
Yeah.
So,
I want to know what I saw at another hospital, the same hospital that I didn't go to. It had a similar board to the other board that I went to. Remember that board I was talking about that determines if you're a two-person assist, one-person assist, or no assist? Well, this one has me as no assistance. I swear, I didn't say a word. Nobody evaluated me. So I just left it the way it was. I didn't care. And I just left.
No, there's no consistency in these places.
No, there isn't. Because that would make me not responsible for an aide. An aide would not have come to my house for sure. So I just left it. I was like, I don't care at this point. I just want to go the freak home. I think it was left from the person before, and they didn't know who I was. They just put anything down so it looked good. Seriously.
The more information you give these people, the more complicated they're going to make your life. You're better off not telling them anything.
Hell. I didn't tell them a darn thing, only they asked me. They asked me, I told them. Some things I didn't even tell them. They wanted me to sign something that I couldn't read. And they said, we'll read it to you. I said, how do you know you're not saying the thing to, you know, I don't like that. I want to be able to read it myself, is what I said.
How do I know you're reading it correctly?
Is what I said, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might skip a whole section.
Oh, it's funny. When I went into the hospital when this stupid bitch ran over my foot.
Oh, geez.
They had this whole list of diseases that they were throwing at me. Oh, do you have this? Do you have that? I said, no. Down the whole list, it was no.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was like the person who read this to me or who was asking me, it was like they got angry because they couldn't pin anything on me.
Yeah.
They were like that one. They were annoyed
you
at
know,
me because I didn't have any of this
mine's
crap.
The opposite way. Mine's the unfortunate opposite way. So then they say, oh, you didn't make it to the end. You didn't get all of them. I'm like, I want to say F blank to them and say I didn't want all of them in the first place. You know, because it's crazy. Why would anybody want to have disease? I don't get that. I still don't get it. You know, and is it an addiction to disease?
The whole thing is a stupid, it's a stupid, idiotic joke because they're so narrow-minded. And these people go to school for years and years and years, and I swear that they're the stupidest asses that ever lived.
Yeah.
You know, because they're so narrow-minded and closed-minded.
Yeah. Well, the guy said...
All right, in a sight.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, he said
to
me...
No, that's all I had to say, inner sight.
Oh, okay. I wanted to speak with the doctor because I still wasn't feeling well. I didn't get all my medicine. He came in to me and gave me the psychiatric lecture, you know. And he said to me, you've been in here too much and that we don't know what you got. And have you considered seeing a psychiatrist? I said, I see a psychiatrist, but not what you're implying. That's what I said.
I would have said, I went to the psychiatrist. He doesn't know either. How come you people don't know anything? What am I doing here?
Yeah.
That's what I would have said.
Well, I willingly went there because I really needed help, but obviously you guys don't know how to help.
You went there because they falsely alerted you.
That's right, with that stupid alarm thing. Oh, God.
Stupid
I get there
alarm.
And they said... Yeah, it's a thing from that I have to wear inside of me, and it triggers the the alert. If it doesn't receive anything,
that means it could happen again.
Yes, it can.
You going to keep that damn thing in you? Damn.
I have one
I
more.
I wouldn't have stuff like that.
I have
that
like one more half a year, not even that, just half a year with it in me, and then it shuts off. And then as soon as it shuts off, I'm having them take it out.
I'd have it taken out right away.
Yeah.
All right, inner sight.
They told me I couldn't until it shut off, so I got to wait. Yeah, I know, it's a bunch of BS.
I wouldn't believe half the crap they say. Yeah, you know why they tell you that?
Because
they probably don't get paid.
That's right. You're right. Probably one of them.
They got to wait till the damn thing runs its course and then turn it into a company and get paid. Who the hell knows? Kind of
I think you're right,
though.
You gotta say you're right. When you're right, you're right. It's all about the money.
Damn right. That's why they told you that.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
All right. My deepest condolences for Chris and the family and the loss
of
the cousin. You know, and my heart goes out to how old are the children?
The one is like, I think 7. And the other, I don't know, a little younger. Still young.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a rough age to lose your parents.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, both.
Anyway, inner sight, be with you tomorrow night, open mic, where you can pick your own subject. Want to thank our listeners. You got a tally?
Yeah, well, 113,900-something. I have to look it up. Remember?
Wait a minute, 113,999.
99 sounds better.
That's a guess, I don't know.
I know.
Wow,
yeah,
we're approaching 114,000, world.
That's right.
Be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, 631-224-3090. I want to thank all our callers, listeners, Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
Mm.
Stay away from that
You're
damn
welcome.
Hospital. Ugh.
Oh, God, yes.
You'll live longer and you'll feel better.
I think I'll feel
all
better
right.
and live
thank
longer.
You. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.